My name is Jeremiah. I'm an addict. My home group also is the All Else Is Not an Egg group of Quakertown, Pennsylvania. We don't belong to an area. We're just an autonomous home group. A lot of people kind of were worried when we did that. But right there in the fourth tradition, it says we have that right. We're a grade book study meeting. We meet every Sunday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So that's about where I'm from. I'm a little nervous. I wasn't really planning to come down here to speak or anything like that. I got the call probably about a month ago, and so I was told never to turn down Narcotics Anonymous. So I was able to come down here and speak, so that's what I did. How I'm going to qualify is I have an NA home group, I have an NA sponsor. I was actually, before the meeting, I was reading a little bit in the chapter, What Can I Do? Right? Says we all begin with that first admission and surrender. From that point, each addict is reminded that a day clean is a day one. At first, we can do little more than attend meetings. Probably cannot remember a single name, word, or thought from that first meeting. What we do remember is the feeling we got that no matter what we have done, what course our addiction have taken, we can relax and enjoy the love thrills. The room at every meeting which follows the 12 traditions. Meetings strengthen our grip on recovery. Right? First off, I'm that addict that couldn't stay clean. I came to NA, I kept on putting my hand up for white key tags. You know, I'm pretty sure everybody in the meeting got pretty tired. They're like, oh, not this guy again. That's the guy I am. I just wasn't willing to surrender. What I did is I thought I could pick and choose the parts of the program which I thought could work. Every time I found out that didn't work. And so the last time I came back, I didn't know what to do because I had woken up in a hospital bed once again. I had no idea how I got there. I wasn't willing to say anything anymore. Because I have said, oh, I'm going to get clean. And every time, I went out back using. I disappointed everybody in my life possible. I still can't figure out what's different this time. But I know there's something is. For me, for the most part, I've usually had the same home group. It wasn't until a couple else went out and started a new home group that I finally was willing to get out of that comfortable, like being comfortable. I was comfortable at the home group. I wasn't, like, that's what I knew. Like, so it took a lot of courage to actually get up and go and help start a meeting. Especially a meeting that wasn't going to be the most popular meeting. People will still ask us, where'd the money go? If Ari doesn't get the money, who gets it? We tell them, come on out, come to our business meeting, we'll gladly tell you. But I think I had about 4 or 5 months clean. I went to a 34-year celebration up in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And that's where my recovery took a turning point. Because previously, when I would go out and use, come back, get a white key tag, everyone would say, "Oh, it's going to be okay." Right? And I'm here to tell you, that shit's not fucking okay. Right? Using's not okay. It's not. If you're lucky enough, like myself, to make it back, that's great. But never is that shit okay. I OD'd 5 times. I was in the hospital where my home group was held. People came up from my home group to come see me in a coma. Like, shit, I even OD'd with the coffee pot. So people tell you, "Oh, the coffee pot, keep it clean," right? Like, we hear some things up in Narcotics Anonymous make no sense at all. Really? Talking about service will keep you clean, right? Service will keep you outside yourself long enough that you don't got to focus on yourself. I mean, the steps will give you the tools to deal with yourself and give you the tools not to use. The steps won't even help you not use, right? They provide you with the tools to help you not use, right? And our best guarantee against relapse in Narcotics Anonymous is working the steps. I suggest working the steps with a sponsor, right? And I don't know how I do it. I work each step. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, that's not what it says in my basic text. It says step one. It's to each individual step. And I could breeze through it, like, but when I just got a new sponsor recently, and he sets the standard a little high for me. So that includes daily meetings, right? And it never said 90 and 90. That's another thing. It says a meeting a day for 90 days is a good idea. But and here where it says, "Retent." Yeah, shit, I'm not even gonna look for it. But it includes attending daily meetings, right? My sponsor still expects daily meetings out of me after 2 years, right? He said, after 5 years of daily meetings, let him know, and we'll go from there. All right? Yeah. So, but I'm actually glad y'all sticking around in the rain. I was kind of looking at like an excuse. I was hoping some of y'all might leave. So after going up there, like, no longer did people tell me it was okay to use, right? And not only that, in my area, I could go slip in and out of meetings and no one would say nothing to me, right? They're probably just waiting for me to go back out and use like I always did, right? But I guess something changed this time because These guys I started hanging out with told me they needed me. Yeah. They said, "We need you. This event is here. You're going to be there." I was never no choice. No one said, "Hey, if you got the time or money or can you take off of work?" They said, "You're going to be there." And I showed up every time. That's got me kind of around the country the last 2 years. I've been to Ohio 5 times. There's a lot of groups out there to do stuff. I drove 23 hours to Fort Worth, Texas to a NA History Day. Right? That's in a car. Talking recovery. Yeah. Nothing but. See, that's another thing. On that car ride, what I did, I was just in the seat. But I kind of got spiritually dissected on the ride. Right? And wherever Mikey's at, he never said nothing, but he knows he got it too when he went to Amarillo. But basically, what was done is we got ripped open from the inside and put back together. Right? And still, you know what I mean? None of that felt good. I didn't like how that felt. But it's necessary to face our feelings in our coxonomics if we expect to stay clean. Right? Like, another thing, for me, what a bunch of people got tired of with I guess regular groups were, and people are probably gonna get upset, the people being okay with serving Narcotics Anonymous on drug replacement therapy. Right? So I might offend somebody, right? And even if you're on drug replacement, we can help you get clean here, because that's what we do. Like, I'm not here to be popular. I'm not here to get asked to speak everywhere. I would have preferred listening, because that's what I do, right? Everybody knows I can listen real good. But this just ain't usually where I choose to serve, right? I like being on the front lines helping suffering addicts. That's why I feel I'm best serving Narcotics Anonymous, no matter which way.
Doing it right now.
Yep. Let's hope so, right? Because again, in the chapter, what can I do? I'm not going to look for it. I know what it says, right? That even if my suffering can help one addict, one at it, it was worth the suffering, right? But like I said, me staying clean is dependent upon me coming to meetings daily, me making phone calls to my sponsor. You know what? Sometimes I struggle with, but he still expects the daily phone calls, but daily writing. I mean, everything we do daily. Daily praying. That just, by doing all these things daily, it gets us in a routine. So, even when things are going good, right? So then when shit hits the fan, we know where to turn. About a month ago, I just had to go to a funeral of a friend. Who no one knows exactly how she died, but it was a possible drug overdose. I mean, everyone was all worried about me. Oh, is he going to go use? Right? Because that was my MO. And even with over two years clean, that's what people closest to me thought. I give it, I didn't really feel like talking to nobody. I wasn't too enthusiastic for about a week or two. But I got through that, and I got through that clean. Right, because that's what the people I choose to associate with do around here. Don't use, no matter what.
That's right.
Deaths, lives, makeups, breakups, all that shit. Right? There's none of them have found a good excuse to use yet. Right? And by associating with those type of people, when I feel like making up an excuse to use, that shit gets wiped out as bullshit. Real quick. Because I'm used to calling people. I have to let people know where I'm at on a daily basis. You know what I mean? For me, for the most part, besides my home group, the meetings I attend are usually, at the bare minimum, 35 minutes away. and that we make them trips. I'm actually lucky enough to have enough meetings in my area that do things the way we do things, like follow the 12 traditions, right? And I choose not to attend meetings that don't, right? And there's, believe it or not, there's a lot that don't. Total disregard for the traditions. But I'm not one of them, right? Even though I do remember when I came in, I used to go to a basic text meeting. They'd read a tradition. I'd be like, not a tradition, right? Because until I realized that the traditions will help me have relationships within Narcotics Anonymous and outside of Narcotics Anonymous when I apply those principles, right? So this, I hope it don't rain too long. I know that much, because I'm still looking forward to the rest of the weekend, because I really just came here to sit back, relax, and listen to speakers. That was my plan from the gate. And God's funny, right? God is funny, right? So I don't know exactly what more there is to talk about, but I'll tell you, if you don't got a home group, get a home group. If you don't got a sponsor, get a sponsor. Right? Start working the steps. Whatever pace you can work, just consistently. Right? Whether it's slow or fast. I mean, as long as you put consistent effort and then moving forward, you won't go backwards. They're just things I was... I just have some things that were just instilled for me from the very beginning, even though I don't even associate with some of these people because I don't believe in the choices they make, right? Because I don't believe in the whole living dirty, right? Just because you're staying clean, right? I have choices today. I can choose not to associate with you, whether or not you're a member of Narcotics Anonymous or not, right? If the actions you're making don't fit my spirit, then you gotta go, right? Simple as that. If you're suffering, I'll still help you, but you're not gonna be my best friend. I hate to break it down. That's another thing. Unity isn't uniformity, right? I don't have to like everything everybody does in Narcotics Anonymous just because they're different. Right? We can work separately and together to fulfill our primary purpose. Right? I'm definitely grateful for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm making my nevers come true on a daily basis. Right? I've never been to Virginia before. You know what I mean? I sure as hell never spoke in front of this many people. I'm nervous as hell. Right there. So, but one thing I'm capable to do is talking one-on-one recovery all day long. That's what I do, because I lived in our Narcotics Anonymous program. Like, that's one thing for sure, right? One thing for sure. Like, there's nothing I do that doesn't revolve itself around Narcotics Anonymous. Right? Because that's what I was told I had to do when I got here. I wasn't able to, I'll just go to my home group once a week. Or I just show up on a business meeting. Make sure shit that I want to happen goes through, right? Push my personality a little bit, right? Because some people say I got a strong personality. But what it comes down to is I'm not willing to back down when it comes to doing the wrong shit. I don't believe Narcotics Anonymous is a one size fit all fellowship. Right? It can't be everything for everybody. That's what our focus is on the disease of addiction. Right? That's what separates us from the other 12-step fellowships. Right? So, because without that, how can we focus on our primary purpose, right? That's what unity is, coming together for our common purpose, which is recovery from the disease of addiction, not nothing else. Anything else is just a fucking bonus. Like, I'm not saying this 12 steps can't help you in multi aspects of your life, but that's not what we're here for. And when newcomers come to my home group, right, we make sure they leave with a basic text. Meaningless. We don't charge for nothing. Not one piece of literature in our home group. Everything's given away free of charge. Some people ask, how can you do that? Yeah, that's exactly right. The seventh tradition. And we believe if we're doing the right thing, then God provides for us through our seventh traditions, right? We don't got many home group members. Like, we have four regulars and the rest of them are scragglers. Some people come, some people don't. Our rent is paid every month. We don't need all this extra shit. That's simple. We make sure our primary purpose is carried. And plus, we got extra. Like, so how does that happen? People say, oh, that's what we do. And that's just what I seen people doing when I came to NA. Like, that's how I learned. I see people doing the right thing, and I started doing the right thing somehow. That, like, as long as you start working, that shit happens. Like, I am far from perfect on any day, right? But one thing I do perfectly is each day I don't pick up.
That's right.
I've been out of jail a long time, right? And that's just a simple fact of, like, it's crazy because for some odd reason, my PO would always lock me up. I don't know why. I think it's because she was a bitch. That's what I told her. She's just a fucking bitch. Gotta lock me up all the time. I wasn't hurting nobody, right? But I can't give a clean mouth swab, clean urine, or nothing. Like, it just, what's funny is, every time, I was incapable, no matter how far ahead of time I knew she was coming, she wasn't getting a clean one. She knew it too. She would say, is this one going to be cleaned? I say, probably not. She take it anyway. But what's funny is today, because I'm still not off, right? But she doesn't bother me no more for some reason. Like, she comes, she talks about my dog. How's your dog doing? I'm like, oh, they're both good. She's like, oh, when'd you get two? Right? Because that's another thing. As a part of staying clean, I started helping save a couple dogs. And then one dog became two dogs, you know. One is too many. Right? But, right? And that's just one of the ways I found to serve outside of Narcotics Anonymous. I attend my job every day. Every day. Like, that is something was Didn't make sense to me before. How someone could go to work 5 days a week? Yeah. I didn't even understand that. Thank you, dude. 5 days in a row. But it wasn't coming until coming to NA meetings where I had to go to meetings every day. Right? Well, not skipping a day, not every home group or once a week. It was every fucking day. And showing up early, like, I had to find my way because I used to drink a pot of coffee before the meeting. And I was unable to sit through the whole meeting without going to the bathroom, right? My sponsor needed to suggest to me that maybe if I didn't drink so much fucking coffee, I could sit my ass in the fucking seat the whole time. And maybe I should go to the bathroom before the meeting and don't get up until after the prayer, right? That's what I was told. Right, and that shit turned into going to work every day on time. That's another. I don't go to work late. Like, it's sometimes it's a struggle staying. Right, just Mike gonna tell you, but I make it. Just like I make it through the hour, 2 hour, 3 hour meetings that I sit in. Right? Yeah, because I go to open-ended meetings. They have a start time, but they don't have a finish time. And I know some long-winded motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm struggling to make it 30 minutes up here, and these guys, but they share twice for 30 minutes. I'm like, can we go home yet? Like, you already had the opportunity. But I still sit through it, like no matter how much I feel like getting up, because that gives me the ability to sit through feelings that I don't feel like sitting through. Right? Everything gets related to how we deal with life. Right? I am truly grateful for Narcotics Anonymous, because without it, chances are I won't be alive today. Right? Like I said, I've ended up in the hospital multiple times. They told my family to pull the plug because they didn't think I was going to make it. Each time, I woke up. And every time, I'd ask myself, why me? Because again, I have 20 friends, close friends, that all died due to the disease of addiction, right? So what makes me special? Right? I would give my life for any one of theirs. But I'm the one here. So it basically comes down to what God has a plan for me. Right? I don't know. Maybe it's just staying clean for the next guy. Right? And that's what I have to look at. I can't focus on the, oh, why me? Why me? Like, but I got to focus on keep it moving. Like, because if I don't keep it moving, I move backwards. Right, it's an uphill journey. If you don't move forward, you're moving backwards. Like, all right. So, what else? All right. Well, I'm gonna have to take it to the literature on your asses. Now, here's a good one. Well, before we surrender, we have ceased to feel as we are participating in the human race. Our tenacious grasp on reality is invaded by fears of self-hatred, which leads to paranoia and away from the rest of humanity as a whole. Right? Like, I can do that within Narcotics Anonymous.
Yep.
Because I don't like you. I can pick and choose who I don't like. Right? But the truth is, I need every one of you motherfuckers. If I'm to stay clean. Whether I like it or not. Like, so, That's when it comes with facing feelings. Right? I'm willing to put some bullshit aside to help the next guy. I remember the first time I was actually faced with doing so. I had a falling out with this guy in the fellowship, and I wanted nothing nice to do with him. Like, I had real bad thoughts in my head about the things I was going to do to this guy, right? And then a newcomer walked in, and it was me and that guy, and the newcomer. The newcomer didn't want to. Had a bunch of drugs at his house, and was afraid to go home. He didn't want to go home because he was going to use. So there was only two people, me and this other guy, right? And he wasn't willing to go do that alone, right? That's where we both, because it's pretty obvious, we both don't like each other, okay? And that's okay. You don't gotta like everybody up in NA. I don't know what they tell you, but, and if you do, God bless you. But chances are, we're a diverse crowd, right? We're not all going to get along. We're not all going to be best friends, right? But we can all help each other when it comes down to it. And that's the great thing about Narcotics Anonymous. We don't have to be the same anything, right? We can really practice the magnanimity. We can be the same regardless of age, race, sex, creed, religion, or lack of religion. Right? So, it is an amazing thing when we actually put principles in our lives. Because I don't know about anyone else, but I had no idea what some of these principles were until I got a dictionary out. Right? Because that's another thing that was suggested of me. In other words, get a fucking dictionary. Right? And a good one. Not one of the fucking dollar store dictionaries, they said. Right? So I'm stuck with a collegiate dictionary. Right? It got big words in it and shit. I'm still surprised to this day when I look at it, compared to the definition that I wrote down to what I thought I thought. Right? Because that's what I'm required to do, is write down the difference of what I thought the definition was compared to what the definition is. Right? And I'm like, shit. On at least four words out of every step. I'm like, what? And I thought I could speak English. Right? Like, so that's what I find funny. Like, following direction here is what keeps me here today. I gotta do a little bit more and take suggestions, right? Suggestion will give me a choice, right? Whether I choose or not to take it. Today I take direction because I take it whether I wanted to do it or not, right? Even though they say it's a program of suggestions. Which, the definition of suggestion is subtle command. That means you don't got to do it, but you better. Right? So, I don't know. Like I said, I hope there's one addict out here got something. I'd like to thank Bronner for inviting me out. You know what I mean? It just helped me get rid of another I never speak in front of this many people. Right? I'm still nervous, but yeah,
doing good.
It don't matter, right? I'm here, and I don't know. Another thing, I brought like $200 of literature to give away. So if you need me, I'm at P13. And that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, come on, we can clap a little more than that. Now, come on.
Jeremiah.